Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Okay, good morning, guys. Okay, so I had just went live, but I restarted the episode because I wasn't filming my intro. So anyway, once again, I want to say good morning, everyone. Welcome to Queen J Podcast. On the only platform that you will hear me on is no other than Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am so excited to be here once again to give you another wonderful episode, just a quick 30 to 45 minutes. Not to take up too much of your time, because normally I'm busy doing my little side thing, but I want to take some time out to do a quick episode. Thanks to all who still tune into Queen J Podcast. Thanks to all who listen. I just want to say real quick that Queen J Podcast is at almost at 1,000 listens. As I've told y'all over the past 2 years, 3 years, that it's never about the listens. It's just about the fact that you guys still tune into my show. I know a lot of my listeners are not tune in anymore because I'm not on Twitter anymore, and I won't be back on Twitter, but to those who still listen, to those who still follow my show, to those who still follow my platform, thank you. I am going to be expanding. I'm going to get back into my podcasting. I'm not going to cancel my show. I'm not going to do that. I have built too much on this platform. I have came a long way. I won't have any guests unless somebody really truly wants to come on the show, but most of my episodes will just be me by myself. Our podcast is positive vibes always, and anybody who know me know I do my podcast thing. So anyway, I hope everyone that listens to this is having a wonderful Thursday. It is March the 7th. We're almost to the weekend, guys, almost to the weekend. Just hang in there. We're almost to the weekend. This episode is a little personal for me. You may have heard in previous episodes where I will be doing an interview for myself. I did have someone to do it for me, but I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do my own interview. This is going to be personal. If you guys want to ask me any questions, you can send all questions to queenj256@yahoo.com. I am not on any platforms right now. I'm not even on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter. I have a TikTok that I use just to watch videos and stuff. I don't even have a TikTok page anymore. So you're not going to find me on any platforms. But if you want to reach out to me, I do have my email in the description box, and I am announcing my email now. It's queenj256@yahoo.com. That is queenj256@yahoo.com. So if you want to send me some topics, you want to get in contact with me, email me, you want to reach out to me, you know, that is the best way to do it for now because I am no longer on any social media platform. And I enjoy that. Okay? So this is the way that you can reach out to me. Okay. All right, you guys. So, like I said, this is a little personal. This is a preview of what my interview will be like. But I want to go ahead and get into it. This episode is titled Mental Health Part 1, My Truth. I have 3 hashtags under this post that says positive thinking, mental health, and alone. Now, you might ask me and say, Queen J, why did you put the hashtag alone? Sometimes, like for me, I deal with anxiety real bad. I'm sure there are some that can relate. I'm sure there are some that can't relate. But yes, I deal with anxiety real bad. Anxiety is something that has affected my life for the past a little over two years now. I've had anxiety for years, but it has never affected me in the way that it affects me now. And it's hard sometimes. Some people may not feel like that, but it really is, because with anxiety, you never know when it's going to stop, like, putting so much pressure on you, if I can say it that way. You never know how it's going to, when it's going to flare up. What I mean by flare up is you never know when it's going to start rising to where you, sometimes I can't control my anxiety. Like, sometimes my anxiety is so bad until I have to, like, just calm down. And I find out also about myself, I found out that I also have what we call social anxiety. I never thought that I would be developing that, but I did. I developed social anxiety because if I'm around certain people that I don't know, I feel awkward. I feel like it's not, I'm out of my place. So it takes me a minute. Like, I went to a birthday party last Saturday. It takes me a minute to adjust to people. But I can say in a positive way that I definitely overcome social anxiety quick. Like, social anxiety does not bother me that much. I can get over that quick. Once I get comfortable around new people, I'm all right. I'm all right. But anxiety itself has affected me in such a way that the one thing I can't get off my mind, I try to get off my mind. I don't really want to say it on here, but anxiety makes you feel like, well, anxiety makes me feel like I'm not about to be around too much longer. Give me one second, y'all. Give me one second. I'm sorry, y'all. I am back. I had to pause for one second. But yeah, y'all, and I am driving, so if you are in my chat or if you're on the line, I won't see it right away. As I do say, if you want to stay in contact with me, my email is QueenJ, QueenJ256 at yahoo.com. So, guys, you definitely can reach out to me on there. But, yeah, y'all, like I was saying, anxiety is, like, one of the worst things to deal with. Like, I just, you know, it's hard for me, guys. Like, it's very hard for me to deal with, y'all. Like, I try to manage it. I try to put up with it. But it's very, very difficult for me. And the fact that, I'm sorry, y'all, but like I said, I am in the car. But the fact that it makes me feel like I'm not going to be here much longer is the worst feeling ever. I used to deal with depression real bad, but I calmed down with depression. Like, I don't feel that way because I be trying to fight to live, you know. And a lot of people would tell me, well, it's all in your head, Julissa, because that is my real name. They'd be like, Julissa, it's all in your head. Like, it's not real. Those thoughts do not exist. But it's easy to me, guys, it's easy to say that. Easy for people to tell me that, but then you're not actually going through what I'm going through. See, they always say, if you never went through what I went through, then you wouldn't understand. See, if you never dealt with what I'm dealing with, then you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand how it affects me. You wouldn't understand how it's painful. I'm a lot of times I'm never in a good head space mentally. Like, That's one reason why I be keeping myself busy. Like, people be wondering, oh, you always gone. You always on the road, X, Y, and Z. Because I'm always trying to keep myself busy. That's why. Because I'm always trying to keep myself busy because my mind process is not the best. My thoughts are not the best, okay? My thought process is not the good. So that is why I always try to keep myself busy and keep myself with something to do. The reason why I put alone, because a lot of times I do feel alone. I feel alone in this world. You know, I'm not doing this for nobody to feel sorry for me. I'm not doing this for nobody to even reach out to me. I'm doing this because it is my truth. It is something that I suffer with, for real. That's why I tell people, I say, if you know somebody that's dealing with anxiety and depression, then you need to reach out to them because it is something serious. Don't ever think that it's not a game. Like, a lot of times people don't even know when I'm dealing with it. Like, that's why I love to be around good people that make me laugh and smile, that put up with me even through my foolishness. Because I know that they'll never turn on me because they know what I'm dealing with and they know who I really am. They know that I have a good heart deep down inside. That's why I want to do this personal interview for myself. So people can get to know the real Queen Jane. That you don't have this little idea of perception of who I am. That you'll get to know the real me. But understand that anxiety, understand that depression has affected my life in a big way. I wouldn't want what I did within my mentally. Mentally, sometimes I check out. Sometimes I'm checked out mentally. Sometimes I'm checked out mentally. Why? Because I'm trying to avoid what is going on in my head. And you might feel, Queen J, what's going on in your head? I just feel like sometimes my I'm sorry, girl, because I am driving. I just feel like with anxiety, y'all just don't understand. With anxiety, I have to step away from people sometimes to get myself together because it just feel like my world be crashing down. It just feels like anxiety makes you feel like you're not about to breathe. If anxiety feel like you're going to stop breathing, anxiety sex with your breathing. Depression does as well. But I can't really speak on depression too much because I don't really be depressed too much. I be depressed sometimes. And they'll say, well, why won't you go to a therapist? Well, the thing about therapy is that you have to tell them all of your business. I went to therapy. I've done therapy sessions. My therapy sessions have helped because I also have an anger issue. That is another one of my truths that I don't mind sharing. I also have an anger issue. So, yeah, like, therapy helps. But there is certain things that you only want to trust certain people with certain information. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things that you want to share only with certain people. You don't want to share everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to share everything with random people. Now, there is one therapist that I really got connected with that I really knew that she was for me. She wasn't against me. There's one therapist that I knew that I could trust her with my information, with whatever that I want to tell her. But one thing about it, when you're dealing with mental health stuff, it hurts you when people walk away from you because you felt like you were close to them. You felt like you could tell them everything. So when they walk away from you and you don't expose your business to them to think that they're going to be with you in your life forever, that shit hurts.
because I'm telling you things that are hurting me. A lot of people ask me, well, Jaleesa, why do you think you have anxiety? I said, well, one thing I can tell you is probably because I miss some people that have gone on to be with God. I've lost a lot of people over the years that have gone on to be with God. One of them is my pastor. I miss her a lot. Anybody that know me personally and not just on social media know that my pastor and I were very close. And I miss her. And I might even go visit her grave today just to have a talk with her. I miss her dearly. I miss her a lot. I find myself doing things sometimes I don't normally do. And I feel like if she was still here, I would be doing certain things that I do. To me, I feel like that's part of why I got inside. To me, I feel like that's part of why I got inside. Because I've lost people. I've lost the people that really loved me. I've lost the people that really were close to me. I've lost people that no matter what I did, no matter what I said, they still was here for me. And it hurt that I can no longer call them on the phone. It hurt that I can no longer get those hugs, like from my pastor, those I love you texts, that face that was so shiny and bright, that spiritualness that she had. I can no longer experience that. And sometimes I don't know how to deal with it. But one thing I cannot deal with is when I know that I trust people and then they walk away. And it's like, that's why I put the hashtag alone. Because I do simply feel alone. And sometimes you question me, with me, I can't speak for nobody else, but with me, dealing with anxiety, I question myself and say, who is really for me? Sometimes I don't know who's for me, and sometimes I don't know who's against me. This is Queen J, mental health episode. Just giving y'all some of my truth. One thing I'll never do is tell a person I love them and I didn't really love them. If I've ever told you I loved you, trust me, I meant. Trust me. If I ever tell, I don't care if it's relationship, friendship, whatever the case is. If Queen J, real name Jaleesa, ever told you she loved you, trust and believe me, she meant it. She meant it with all her power, her might, and her soul. Because it had to be something that you did for me or said to me for me to say, you know what, that touched my life in such a positive way. Anybody that has ever been in my life, that has ever encouraged me, told me everything would be better, okay, I love you for that. I might not be in love, we're not going to take it that far. But I love you just because you told me something to help me. Never think that I'm just saying I love you just because. But y'all, this anxiety and stuff is real. It's painful. It's rough to tackle, y'all. Like, I'm good right now because I'm on here doing something that I always love doing, which is podcasting. But deep down inside, I'm hurting. I'm hurting about a lot of things. And I can't vent to people because I don't know who to trust. So they always say the best person to talk to about is God. So I have to talk to him because I can't vent to nobody else. I don't know who to vent to. I don't know who really is for me and who is against me. You get what I'm saying? This episode is to shed some light on what anxiety is. To bring awareness to the fact that it's real. That people really go through anxiety and depression. And if you got somebody in your life that is dealing with anxiety and depression, I advise you to take time up with them. To listen to them. Trust me, we know y'all got your own lives. But sometimes we need somebody to cry to. And I need somebody to cry to right now, but I don't have nobody else to cry to but God. But you need that personal person here on earth to cry to. I have a lot of pain that I'm dealing with. Nobody would love to have. That's why this interview, this long overdue interview is so important. I'm not rich. I'm not doing this episode reaching out for help. I'm not doing this episode for sympathy. I'm just simply telling my truth. I'm just simply telling my truth because I know there's always this one person that's going to listen to my podcast. I'm just simply telling my truth. It's easy for people to say it will be okay. It will be all right. It's easy for people to say that. But you, if you ain't been going through it, you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand what it's like when those thoughts creep up on you and you can't get rid of that anxiety feeling. You wouldn't understand when you're trying to clear your head and it's like you can't clear your head. I've been on Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, y'all. Anybody know me personally know I love Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Matter of fact, I'm trying to go to bar. I even take a ride down there later today. Anybody know me know I love Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But you mean tell me I'm on the beach and anxiety bothers me while I'm on the beach? That's how hard it is sometimes. But sometimes I cope with it by talking to God, reading scriptures. Sometimes I just try to keep my head clear. I am an Xbox gamer, so I play on my Xbox. I try to do things, play music. I try to do things to keep my mind off of how I'm feeling. But y'all, it's rough sometimes. And I just wanted to bring some awareness to what people are dealing with. Because I know I'm not the only one out there that suffers with anxiety and depression. If you think I don't, check my medication history. I used to be on medicine for anxiety, but I felt like the medicine was making things worse, so I took myself off of it. There are some people who will never understand what that is. They'll say, what is anxiety? I've had people ask me, it shocks me because I be thinking people actually know it. See, but I be thinking everybody know what that is, but there are some people out there, y'all, that really don't know what anxiety is. And it's tough talking to those people because I have to explain to them what that is, and they don't understand what I'm dealing with. So anyway, y'all, if you know somebody that's dealing with anxiety, depression, or dealing with any other type of, those are not the only two mental health things that people deal with, but I know there are two that those two are what I deal with. And I deal with anxiety more than anything. So if you know anybody out there that's dealing with anything mentally, please love on them. I might not have many people that love me, but I want you all to love on those that really are dealing with anything mentally. But like I say, it's more things out there mentally than just anxiety, depression. People need love. They need care. They need support. They know you're busy. They know you have a life. They know you can't always be there. But it's rough sometimes. Because I'm just telling you, I've been on Myrtle Beach one time, and I love Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is an hour drive from me. I'm trying to get down there today, if not today, tomorrow. But it's hard because the things you love doing is hard to do and enjoy because you're dealing with that anxiety and that depression. because you're dealing with something that you really don't know how it flare up or where it come from. It just seems like it come out of nowhere. I got about 4 minutes left, y'all. Maybe more than that. But I just hope this episode will bring some awareness to what people deal with mentally. And just that if anybody out there, I'm not looking for no sympathy. I'm not looking for no, you know, none of that. I just want to tell some of my truths. And love on y'all people that are going through some things. Because sometimes when things occur in your life that you wasn't expecting to happen, sometimes that will bring some anxiety, depression, and other little things as well. So be there for people, y'all. If y'all say y'all gonna be there for somebody, y'all. Don't just talk the talk and not do the walk. If you really love the people that you say you love, y'all, be there for those people. Because you don't know what people are dealing with. Love those people. How are you supposed to love them? No matter what they say or do or whatever the case is. Because I'm telling you, at the end of the day, they really gonna need you. So I really need someone. All I got is me and God. That's it. I would love for someone to come along and say, I'm going to always be here for you. I'll never leave you on my side. It's easy for you to tell someone that, but you got to actually mean what you say. That's why people have trust issues, because people don't be meaning what they say. That's one thing about me, that's about what anxiety. That's why I don't like to talk to people about what's going on with me, because of what I deal with sometimes, because I don't know who to trust. But I can tell y'all this, some days are so good. Some days my anxiety never bothers me. Some days I don't even know I dealt with anxiety. And I got other days where it's just a rough day. I can't take it. Anyway, things will get better day by day, by and by. So I'm getting ready to end this episode because I'm driving to another city. Hope everyone has a good day today. I don't know when I'll do another show. I might do another show later on today. You never know. I don't know. I definitely want to do a show telling y'all about my favorite TV shows, things like that. Some shows and movies that I watched lately. I never really did a show about movies and TV shows over the years that I've watched and loved. I really want to spend hours of time doing that. Like I said, if you want to send me any type of emails, Queen J Podcast is not canceled. Queen J Podcast is just randomly. Remember, guys, Queen J Podcast is not canceled. I'm not canceling my show. I will never cancel my show. I was going to cancel it, but then I said, no, I'm not doing that. I've worked too hard. I came too far. So, queenj256@yahoo.com. Y'all contact me. Email me. If you want to have a conversation, you want to be on the show, you want to just talk to me, you want to reach out to me, or whatever it is, I'm not responding to negative emails. If you send me a negative email, I will delete it and block it. So, send me some emails, y'all. I would love to connect with other podcasters. I would love to be on other shows. I love to be on other platforms. It's just I've been dealing with a lot of things, and I haven't really having time to really do what I want to do with this platform. But I will let y'all know that I am thinking about going to iHeartRadio. So, I might be going to iHeartRadio soon. I'm not going to stop blog talk, but I'm thinking about taking my podcast to iHeartRadio. I've looked at how you have to do it. I've looked at the details. Of how you have to get your podcast on there. So I'm thinking definitely taking my show to iHeartRadio. Not just simply saying I'm going to leave blog talk because I love blog talk. I'm not going to leave blog talk, but I'm thinking about expanding my show to iHeartRadio, and I've seen how you go about doing that. So I will let y'all know. And that might happen by the summer. Matter of fact, it might happen by the springtime. It might happen tomorrow. But I love you guys. I love y'all. And your stuff, Queen J, just keep her in prayer. Even if you don't like me, just still pray for me. I'll talk to y'all later.